Mm-hmm. She likes to write stories. She writes stories all the time.
Yes. There are more stories. Let's hear me write another book. At my age, but you know, this came very fast. It's amazing. It just flowed. We had come back from Pune in May, and half the month had gone by, and then I thought of it, and then it just flowed. Three in a day sometimes. Of course, there was the polishing, the honing, the little editing, the changing a story, changing a title. The rest of the work was what the others did to help me. You know, they were typing, they were putting in computer, they were proofreading, we were writing to Sheila and back and forth. I went on, I wrote my story. What I did not include in the stories were some of the stories of my parents and the persecution that goes on in the avatars' birth community. The Zoroastrians that we knew were very fierce and persecuting the family. They couldn't get to Baba. So, my mother was very sensitive. She didn't know why. What has my son done to them that they should do that? So the Iranis, the Zoroastrian Iranis who migrated were the worst. Parsis too. Yes, the Zoroastrians were. And now they're the very ones, their relatives, their nephews, nieces, daughters-in-law, grandchildren are among the first to shout Baba's Jai. Even the mother didn't see it. Mother had to. So sometimes I would wonder, before I came across the letters of my mother and ours to Baba, I would tell these stories, and sometimes I'd say, am I exaggerating? Has this thing grown with my remembrance of it? Is it magnified in some way? When I got access to these letters of my mother to her son, I realized no. In fact, I had been not strong enough. I had underestimated, not magnified. For instance, one in which my mother writes to Baba, and she says, sometimes I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. She was being so cornered and so harassed by the Zoroastrian community, which were right in our neighborhood, you know. We were like, the Dastur-Mey Road was full of Zoroastrians. That's right in the center in our mohalla, not so many, but still, you know. So we wondered, and I said, why is she writing that? And it seemed she gave one instance to Baba in the letter. She said, in order to harass them, my father took it very straightly. My father was grounded in the absolute assurance of who his son is. My mother adored her son as her son more than even when she later accepted him as for what he is. She loved him as her son. But my father always knew. So my mother writes to Baba that in order to harass mother, they plied an inspector, must be a police inspector, I don't know, with drink. Even though he's not a drinking man, meaning he's not addicted to drinking, they plied him with a lot of drink and let him loose in our house, says mother. And that man came, and my mother saying, he rushed at your poor father to hit him, but stopped. And I can just see my father. My father didn't make a move once. He probably just looked up, and that man stopped. couldn't do a thing. He stopped, but then he piled the worst abuses on him. So my mother felt very much that this should happen to her husband. Big difference of age between my mother and father. So she writes this to Baba, and then she adds, but the neighbors, our neighborhood of Hindus, Muslims, Madrasis, Jews, Guanese Christians, us, you know, like in the UN, as I've said in my book, our neighborhood was such that anybody's business was everybody's business. You know, if something good was there, everybody was there with the band. If there was a thing like that, everybody was mourning along with the others. If there was a death, if there was a quarrel, everybody was taking sides. You know, an intense relationship in the neighborhood. So they all went to this inspector and gave it to him. How dare you talk like that to our old man? So this inspector, next morning, my mother writes, that he comes in and apologizes to your father, meaning Baba's father. She says to Baba, he comes and apologizes to your father the next night. And the whole thing, and then she said, the harassing is something, I don't know, sometimes I don't know what to do. And I said, wow, so it's all right, I'm not magnifying. This is all right. But even their grandchildren, I've seen now, even when they were that little, raising their hand. Yeah. And I asked someone, who's this? Because I would only go home once in a while with Baba. So when we heard it, I said, who's this? I asked my sister-in-law. She said, she's the grandson of Harman. And Harman was the leader of the opposition, the leader of the group who was militant, you know, against Shirin, against the such shine.
What was it that Baba said that so aggravated them, the Zoroastrians? What was it that he said that bothered them so, that Baba said?
About Zoroastrians?
No, what was it that Baba said that made the Zoroastrians so angry?
So aggressive. Well, who does he think he... I'll tell you. This is so sudden. You see, their contention was, what does he think he is? Zoroaster? He claims to be Zoroaster or something? He said, you know, we have seen him fly kites. We have seen him play marbles. We have seen him go to school. We have seen him play games. So, according to them, how can you be God if you do these things?
This was after his claim of divinity, you mean?
That's what I didn't understand. Even then they would say, it is true he was different. They would say that. It's true he was different. Yes. And his voice, when they would talk about Baba's voice, they would change. But his voice. And this hardened leader of the opposition, as we called her, her face would soften when she would talk about Baba's voice. And she would say, she would be in her little kitchen up there, upstairs, in that little house. And she said, when Baba would sing the Munajat, even as a boy, after I was born in Baba house, the strains would go up into through the transom in the kitchen. And she said, I would forget everything. The milk would flow over, the egg would overboil, that this would happen and that would happen. But then she would say, but that's not enough to claim to be a Zoroaster or something like that. So they missed.